The Nibble and Nosh Fest. This is happening at Temple Cole Emeth in Marietta. It's just a great place to go and try out a bunch of restaurants, foods, and just have a lot of fun with the family. They'll have live music. They're going to have local artists. So it's really a big festival. They sort of put the focus on the food, but you've got lots of other things to do as well. The entrance fee to the festival itself is just two canned goods.
So that's all.
That's right. They'll be donating the canned goods. So that's your entrance fee to the festival itself. But then the tastes will range from $1 to $4. They'll also have tours of the temple, just like they do at the Greek festival. You know, you get to go and tour the Greek temple there. And then on Sunday night, they're actually going to have an improv night. And this part of the festival is for adults. But yeah, it's all in good taste, but it's definitely for the grown-ups. And they'll be doing that on Sunday night, and the tickets for that are $15. The Nibble and Nosh Fest is happening over in East Cobb at Temple Cole Emeth. That is in Marietta. Sunday, September 1st, from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m., and then on Monday, September 2nd, which is Labor Day, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Shane, a great weekend ahead to take in some art.
Yeah, the Art in the Park is happening in Marietta this weekend, and they're going to have more than 130 artists showing their art there on Marietta Square in Glover Park. They even have like a children's art alley, so you can see some kids' art. And then they'll do an artist demonstration area as well, so some of the artists will actually be there creating work while the festival is going on. But really, it's all about finding something really nice, you know, for the living room, for the bedroom, whatever, you know, finding some really great art.
And you'll have something that no one else has.
Yeah, that's right. And in addition to art for your home, they have jewelry and things like that. So there are wearables as well. Pottery, there's woodworking, just about any type of medium that you want, you can find at Art in the Park.
And all of this takes place
in Glover Park in Marietta, Saturday through Monday. So you have the whole of Labor Day weekend to go and find you some great art.
Shane, earlier this month, a hot air balloon festival at a former NATO airfield in eastern France broke two records in as many days. Shane, there may not be any records broken in Pine Mountain, Georgia this weekend, but the sky will be absolutely filled with hot air balloons.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful sight there. This is Callaway Gardens Sky High Hot Air Balloon Festival, and they do this every year around Labor Day. It kicks off with a balloon glow on Friday night, so you'll get to see these glowing balloons in the nighttime sky. It's really quite a sight to behold. That's going to happen on Friday night, but then on Saturday and Sunday, they'll also be having daytime balloons that go up. They let them off every morning, and they'll also have tethered rides, so you can actually get in a balloon and ride in them. They don't let them go. You're still tethered to the ground.
Tied down.
Yeah, just in case, you know, you're a little scared of getting up there in that balloon. It's a nice way to start out. They have tons of scheduled events going on. There's a classic car show on Saturday, which starts at 9 a.m. And, of course, there's food and live music. There's something for everyone. The Callaway Gardens Sky High Hot Air Balloon Festival is happening at Callaway Gardens in Pine Mountain all weekend. It starts on Friday and runs through Sunday. And the ticket prices vary. The adult admission is $25, but there are discounts for senior citizens and for kids as well.
Well, Shane, that ushers us into the Labor Day weekend. Thank you so much for the budget-friendly events.
Well, thank you for having me.
For more information about anything we've talked about over the past few minutes, head to our website. We're at wabe.org/citycafe.